think on these words, familiar to every graduate of Dartmouth College. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. We've known since our days in Sunday school that Advent is a time of expectation and preparation. We're all taught that this season is one in which we look forward, we anticipate what God is about to do, and at the same time, we prepare for it happening. That anticipation really is a part of our preparation, because anticipation is a discipline of orientation. It is a choice to be pointed toward the future, expecting something or someone to meet us from there as we go toward it. That attitude all by itself is something pretty countercultural today. It's something very set against the tide of our times, because our time seems to be about looking backward, about longing to return to some greatness of the past. But we are Christians, and Christians are Advent people, and Advent people are always pointed toward the future. In the darkest part of the night, we are the ones out on the hillside, facing toward the east and waiting, watching for the sun to rise. But that is not all there is to Advent. Just the anticipation isn't enough. Yes, it gets us pointed in the right direction, but that is only part of our preparation. I wonder what kind of preparations you make at this time of year. I hope you get an Advent wreath. If you don't have one already, maybe you can get one from the kids, because that's what they just left to go make. Or maybe you got an Advent calendar that you started opening the doors of this past week. Maybe you prepare by heading up into the attic to get all those boxes that are marked Christmas stuff on the side, or to untangle the string of lights. Or maybe you are planning a party or going to one. Or maybe you prepare by finally allowing yourself to listen to Christmas carols for just a few weeks, or by breaking out your mom's recipes for the season. Most of our idea for preparation is of the getting ready variety. Getting ready for a celebration, getting ready for a feast, getting ready for a high point in our year. But Advent is about a different kind of preparation. Anticipation is part of it, yep, but it's not the sort of preparation that sounds like Christmas carols or happy crowds in the mall. Advent preparation sounds a lot more like tornado sirens and smoke alarms. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but Advent sounds a lot more like that moment that you are sitting on the airplane gliding out over the East River, and all of a sudden the PA system comes on, and what it says is, "This is the captain. Brace for impact." John the Baptist does not appear in the wilderness singing Christmas carols and handing out gingerbread cookies. He is telling people to brace for impact. He is warning anyone who will listen that the path they are on, the path the whole world is on, is not a safe course. And he's calling people to prepare, which literally means to get ready beforehand for what is coming in a very specific way, to get themselves right with God, to take a hard look at the direction in which they are going and ask themselves the question if that course is likely to get them where they want to go. John does not assume that the people listening to him know that they are on the wrong path. He doesn't even assume that they care about whether or not they're right with God. He is on fire with urgency to get them to care. And once they care, to get them to change course. John's idea of preparing is a warning. It is a warning to spend time seriously and soberly taking stock of our lives in order to be ready for what is coming, which is nothing short of that moment we will be giving an account of ourselves to the God who is coming and expecting to meet us. The straight path we are supposed to be preparing is the path between God and our own hearts, our own homes, our own deepest hopes and fears. It is the path along which God is coming, looking for us, approaching closer every day, whether or not we have spent time getting ready. So, yeah, let's get the boxes out of the attic. Let's put up the tree and hide the presents and listen to the carols and bake the cookies. But let us also spend some time quieting our busy lives. Let us spend some time sweeping out the rooms of our hearts and getting them ready to receive the guest who is coming. Amen.